The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 15th of September, 2008. It's the birthday of James Fenimore Cooper, born in Burlington, New Jersey, 1789. Who one day was reading aloud to his wife and said, "I believe I could write a better book myself." She told him to prove it, and that was the beginning of his literary career, which included The Last of the Mohicans. It's the birthday of Agatha Christie, born in Torquay, England, on this day in 1890. Author of more than 60 mystery novels, 30 of them featuring Hercule Poirot, who she got tired of and so invented a new character, Miss Marple. And it's the birthday of Robert McCloskey, born in Hamilton, Ohio, in 1914. Went to art school in Boston, did well there, couldn't sell his work. Decided to write illustrated books for children, starting with Lentil in 1940. And in 1941, he wrote Make Way for Ducklings. And today is the birthday of the Italian explorer Marco Polo, born in 1254, probably in Venice, where he grew up, to a wealthy family of traders. His father, his uncle, explored Asia together. For hundreds of years, Europeans hadn't been able to travel further east than the Mediterranean because the overland trade routes were controlled by the Muslim Empire. But then Genghis Khan established the Mongol Empire, which extended from China to the Middle East, to Hungary, to Russia. And they believed in free trade, open routes. So suddenly all the routes between Europe and Asia opened up, and traders like Niccolo and Maffeo Polo, Marco's dad and uncle, made it all the way to Mongolia. Marco Polo was 17 years old when he went with his uncle and his father on a journey all the way across the deserts of Iran and Iraq, the mountains of Afghanistan, through the Gobi Desert, to Mongolia, the Mongol Empire, to visit the summer court of Kublai Khan. Kublai Khan, the emperor, liked young Marco Polo. He liked that the boy could speak several languages, including Turkish. He liked that he was a talented storyteller. And he employed him as a diplomat for the empire, employed him for 16 years, sent him off to Indonesia, India, Malaysia, and all over China. Marco Polo was fascinated by the Chinese. They used paper money. They had printing presses. They bathed frequently. Europeans didn't do or have any of those things. Finally, he got homesick for Venice and headed for home. It took him 3 years to get back there. And when he got back to Venice, people were fascinated by his stories of life in the East, but they didn't believe him. Marco Polo later wrote his memoir, The Travels of Marco Polo. It came out in 1298. It was a huge sensation. Many Europeans were illiterate, so they had to have it read out loud to them. Many people read it as an entertainment, but it was also a major source of information about Asia, especially since the Mongol Empire collapsed in 1350. The book inspired Christopher Columbus to try to find a route to Asia, which led him to America. The English poet Samuel Taylor Coleridge read Marco Polo's book, and he wrote his poem Xanadu, which starts, "In Xanadu did Kublai Khan a stately pleasure dome decree, where Alph the sacred river ran, through caverns measureless to man, down to a sunless sea." It was said that on his deathbed, Marco Polo was asked to admit that his stories about the Mongol Empire were lies, and he said, "I didn't tell all I saw because no one would have believed me." Here's a poem for today by Jack Gilbert, Maybe Very Happy. After she died, he was seized by a great curiosity about what it was like for her. Not that he doubted how much she loved him, but he knew there must have been something she had not liked. So he went to her closest friend and asked what she complained of. "It's all right," he had to keep saying. "I really won't mind," until the friend finally gave in. She said, "Sometimes you made a noise drinking your tea if it was very hot." A poem by Jack Gilbert, Maybe Very Happy, from Refusing Heaven, published by Alfred A. Knopf, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Ella Shovanek and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.